This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting raged in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum after the warring parties locked in a power struggle failed to uphold an overnight ceasefire. Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
Sudan's Ministry of Health Emergency Operations Center said the clashes between the military and rapid support forces left 270 people dead and 2,600 injured across the country. The ongoing fighting makes it impossible for VOA to verify casualty figures. Most of the casualties are in Khartoum, where the fighting has stopped essential services like power and water and forced most hospitals to close. Thousands of Khartoum residents are fleeing into suburbs or even further. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
Ukraine's prosecutor general testified to the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee on Wednesday, underscoring accusations of war crimes, torture, and other human rights violations he asserted Russia is inflicting upon Ukrainians.
As of today, we have registered close to 80,000 cases of war crimes. Evidence of these crimes, however, is growing exponentially.
Andrei Kostin told the bipartisan committee Ukraine has evidence to support the accusations. He added that many of these are related to torture. The U.S. announced a new military aid package valued at $325 million for Ukraine on Wednesday to help the Ukrainian military in its war against Russia. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the package will include more ammunition and artillery rounds. It's the 36th security package since the war began in February 2022, she told reporters. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country has built its first ever military spy satellite and that he plans to launch it on an undisclosed date, according to state media. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
On a visit to the country's Eurospace Agency, the North Korean leader says having an operational military reconnaissance satellite is crucial for the nation to effectively use its nuclear-capable missiles. Kim Jong-un cites what he describes as serious security threats coming from the U.S. and South Korea this year. He likely hopes to pressure his rivals on issues including joint military drills and international economic sanctions on Pyongyang. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
According to data released by the UN, India is on track to become the world's most populous nation, surpassing China by 2.9 million people by mid-2023. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The South Asian country will have an estimated 1.4286 billion people against China's 1.4257 billion by the middle of the year. According to UN projections, India wasn't expected to become so populous until later this decade, but the timing has been sped up by a drop in China's fertility rate, with families having fewer children. India's continued growth is likely to have social and economic consequences. It has the largest number of young people at 254 million, between 15 and 24 years of age. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Florida education officials voted on Wednesday to ban classroom instruction on gender identity and sexual orientation in all public school grades, expanding on a law signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that barred such lessons for younger students and was derided by critics as the Don't Say Gay bill. The new rule is part of a broader rightward push on cultural issues championed by DeSantis, who is widely expected to run for U.S. president in 2024. Lawyers for Tyre Nichols' family filed a $550 million federal lawsuit against the city of Memphis and the U.S. southern state of Tennessee on Wednesday, seeking damages in the beating death of January. The 29-year-old black man at the hands of police, attorney Ben Crump said, the lawsuit and the massive award that the family is seeking are meant to send a message to Memphis and other U.S. cities that continue brutalization of black men and will show that it will be expensive in hopes of forcing a change in the way police officers are hired and trained. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.